bit of dry weather this week, and one of the farm rituals of the first part of the year is well underway. Since the first of the month, landowners everywhere have been allowed to spread slurry. Since the first of the year, the number of farms that have had to do this in a way that reduces emissions has increased hugely. And all of those tractors and tankers crisscrossing fields are part of a big and complicated picture that's right in the middle of water quality and climate change targets. Slurry spreading is now so technical a business and farmers are so busy with larger herds that increasingly it's a job that is outsourced to contractors. People like Irvin Rothwell outside Enniscorthy, County Wexford, who had his foot to the floor this week getting to as many different farms as possible. But thankfully, he was able to spare a few minutes for Countrywide.
So we're going into the middle of this man's farm now, and we'll be able to see it on both sides.
How long are you doing business with him?
We do all this man's slurry, and I suppose we're with him for somewhere between 10 and 15. I'm no good on this year's thing, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I said to him, do you mind if I bring Philip Boucher-Hazer? I said, he's around. Do you mind if we go up and see Paddy spreading on him and Puppet? And he said, yeah, no bother. And I said, can I go over to Carrow, the middle of the road? The middle of the field, and he said, yeah, open the gates there, and here he has them open for you, so feel honoured here.
The red carpet has been rolled out.
The red carpet is out for you.
Yes, no need for me to be hopping out and doing gates.
A 4-inch wide hose pipe is dragged through the grass behind a tractor that's spreading slurry.
Umbilical is a pump in the yard pumping the slurry out through a pipe to an applicator in the field.
The pipe runs over 1,000 metres all the way back down to slatted sheds from where slurry is being pumped under pressure. An umbilical slurry spreading system.
So no traffic on gateways, roadways, carways, and it's only the weight of the tractor in the field. A tanker is loading up a tanker with 9, 10, 11, 12 tonnes of slurry, plus the weight of the tank, plus the weight of the tractor, and going off out into your field and creating a lot of damage if you don't have good ground conditions.
The dribble bar at the back of the tractor drops the slurry from a few inches above the ground, replacing the splash plate system, which used to send brown rainbows arcing across fields, losing many tons of emissions to the atmosphere in the process. This umbilical system is appropriate for this time of year. In a few months' time, when the ground is considerably drier, Irvin will be pressing even newer technology into service.
So this tanker is for injection. This is our injection tanker.
What's the difference between dribble bar and injection? Is this now the new gold standard?
This is the percentage higher that you go in saving your ammonia, because instead of putting it along in a row on top of the ground, just under the grass, you're now cutting a slot an inch or an inch and a half deep and pouring the slurry into it, and it's dead level with the ground. Mm-hmm. So there's no overspill on the ground, and your slurry is down in the clay where the roots want it.
And is that helping with soil compaction as well, loosening it up?
Exactly, but it's a summer month of the year machine. Like, there's no way that machine won't.
The injector setup alone would set you back 70,000 to 80,000 euro, which is in part why the last 10 years has seen a lot of outsourcing of slurry spreading to contractors like Irvin.
I noticed a figure. The amount of business being picked up by contractors has increased 75% in the last 10 years. It's just under €1 billion. That suggests to me a kind of a quiet revolution. While farmers are now having to spend more time concentrating on larger herds and what have you, they're outsourcing that land management work to people like you. Does it feel like there has been a shift in the tectonic plates in the course of the last 10 years in who's doing what?
Absolutely. Dairy farmers are too busy looking after stock. Their yards have got bigger, their numbers have got bigger, and yes, they outsource it. Added to the fact that with LESS and all of this, the closed periods, a slurry is harder to do, if you know what I mean. So you need somebody more professional, like, you know. So
less
LESS, low emissions slurry spreading, the dribble bars and the injectors rather than splash plates, which sends a lot of nitrogen into the atmosphere. It is a critical part of getting agriculture to its legally binding climate change targets. Only 10% of a 25% cut has been achieved so far, so a lot more less will be needed. And since the beginning of the year, many thousands more small farms are now required to use LESS techniques. Easier said than done, though.
But I'm thinking about as well those awkwardly shaped little fields with hillocks and hummocks and megalithic tombs. They're not going to be patches of land that lend themselves to doing your job easily, are they?
No, and I wonder, will common sense prevail that there is some ground that is just not spreadable by LESS and is doing very well from being spread by splash plate? Now, is there a way that we can spread, let people spread with splash plate, only don't spread in the height of the summer when it's 24 or 5 degrees? Try spread it in dull conditions.
Or remove that slurry to somewhere else and only use protected urea on those farms.
Financially, it sounds not the thing to do.
But environmentally?
Yes, environmentally, maybe that's the thing to do with it, yes. Who's going to pay for it, if you know what I mean? Because that farm, that little farm, is using its slurry very well currently, and they're able to match it in and use it and grow their silage and all the rest, and now we have to export it somewhere.
But it can't be beyond the ability of man to be able to find some system to get a surplus product where it's not needed or can't be used to a place where it can be used, and to then subsidise the fella to use an alternative, a more environmentally friendly alternative.
Absolutely, and subsidises the bit that you said there, because these small little farmers, when you go to spread the slurry for them with a splash plate only, and you manage to agitate it in an hour and you manage to get it spread without any water coming in to thin it out for dribble bars, etc., it's still a fair old bill at the end of the year.
Irvin was being a little bit coy here, because as it happens, he has a working solution to this problem. But he only chose to reveal it to me as I was leaving.
This is the way this agricultural slurry end of it needs to go, in my opinion. Here is our site for holding our creamery sludge, and it's in the middle of lots of land. So,
what are we looking at? 30 metre squared?
Yeah, 35 metre square, yeah.
And how deep?
13 foot deep.
It's a lined lagoon for creamery sludge. Despite the unsavoury name, it's a byproduct of the cheese and baby formula industry that is rich in N, P and K, nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium, and is much sought after as a fertiliser by, among others, organic farms.
So you fill it over the winter, and then if you can get it spread onto your tillage ground and put it in the middle of a big tillage area or your tillage farm or what have you.
Your treatment of creamery sludge is a bit of a blueprint for how we might be treating slurry.
I think so, yes, as regards where you store it and to have enough storage and be able to use it when it's wanted.
But the polluter pays for you to take it away. You take some of that to pay for the storage, and then the end user who you deliver it to gets it for free. That's got a nice circularity to it.
It has a good ring to it.
So that means more facilities like this closer to or in the centre of a cluster of tillage farms, so that you can get it to them in that kind of time.
So if you had three or four tillage farmers beside one another and they all decided to pool in and build a lagoon between them and then take in the slurry and probably get a gate fee off of your dairy farmers that are under pressure, etc., put it in there and then use it themselves. You're killing four birds with one stone.
Irvin Rothwell in Wexford, subsidising slurry lagoons. Not, I will grant you, the sexiest taxpayer investment in the world, but worth saying once again that the cost of not getting this right is going to be anywhere between 8 and 20 billion euro.